All right, guys, in this video, I'm going to be talking about what to do when people ask you for free advice. Usually, these people are not random people. Like, if it was a random person that is asking you for free advice, you can look at that as a potential lead, a possible client. And this is actually a great way to get that person to buy into your services. Unless, of course, the services you offer are not applicable to this person because they're not in your zip code or for whatever number of reasons, maybe it's not doable. But normally, the free advice that a lot of dog trainers are concerned about is when the person that is asking for that free advice is somebody you know, like an acquaintance, a friend, a relative. And this is where dog trainers usually feel a little bit weird about this. People normally feel like, I've worked so hard for my knowledge, my time is so valuable, and I give my information to my clients, they pay for it. And so when a person that I barely know or that I barely talk to, when they ask me for free information, I feel weird about it. This is the common perception that a lot of dog trainers and really a lot of experts have. And this is what happens when you become an expert in your field, is you start to get requests. People are going to message you, right? Your family, your friends, they're going to hit you up because they have dogs and they probably don't even know as many dog trainers as you know, right? As a dog trainer, you probably know a lot of dog trainers, but your average person, the average dog owner, doesn't really have that. So you might be the only dog trainer that they know. So when they ask you for free information, they're not necessarily trying to take money away from you. They're not necessarily trying to devalue what you worked so hard to learn. They're just genuinely asking you for information because you're probably the only person they know. So normally it goes something along these lines, right? Hey, so and so, how you doing? I just have a quick question about my dog. So my dog is doing this and it's doing that. And they'll give you a bunch of things as to what the dog is doing, and then they'll ask you, what should I do? And so they give you like a list of things that the dog is doing wrong, and you obviously don't have any idea. You don't even know the dog very likely, right? Maybe you do. And so they ask you, so what do I do about this? All right, so first they reach out to you to, be polite, hopefully, to see how you're doing first before they deliver that question. And then that's where dog trainers feel a little bit weird. You either give the information, or you are reluctant to give the information, or you give the information but feel very weird about it, or you don't give the information and then you just tell them, look, this is how much it costs, right? Or at least you want to do that. And again, you feel strange about this. This is, again, where a lot of people have this problem. I'll give you my input on this topic. I personally don't think that a friend or a relative asking you for information because you're a dog trainer, I don't think that them asking you that is necessarily offensive. I don't believe that they're trying to hurt your feelings. I don't believe that they're trying to hurt your business. I don't think they're trying to take money away from you. I don't think they're trying to devalue your set of skills. I just think that you are the only person that they know who is an expert, and you probably have the answers to some of the problems that they're having because they don't know any other dog trainers. If I had a cousin or a sister, if I had a very close friend who was a doctor and I'm having some weird symptoms, I might reach out to them first. And I would ask him the same thing. I would be like, hey, how you doing? I just have this weird question. I'm sorry. And that would not be an attempt on my part to devalue their knowledge. It wouldn't be my way to tell them your time is not valuable, so give me the information for free. So it's very likely not happening with your friends and your relatives. Again, you're probably the only person that they know who is an expert at this. So why is free information not necessarily the best type of information to give? So if somebody asks me, hey, Will, how you doing? I have this question about my dog, right? And they're not a dog person. They're just a pet owner. I'm going to try to help them. I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to give them the information that they need. Okay, if it's a random person, if it's somebody I don't know and I don't have any connection to this person, I have services that I can point them to. I can tell them, look, this is what I have. I have an online membership where you can sign up and you can get the information there. It's very, very reasonably priced. And you can get as much information there. And you can also ask me as many questions as you want by becoming a member of this program, right? And it's a service that I offer. If they tell me no thanks, then I know they just wanted free information and they are in fact trying to devalue what I have, right? They are in fact just trying to get free information and not pay for the small amount of investment that I'm asking. If it's somebody I know, if it's a relative, if it's a friend, and they are just reaching out to me because I'm the only person they know who trains dogs, who works with dogs, then I'm going to genuinely help them out. And I've done this before with people I know. I'll let them know, hey, let me help you out, and I'll give as much advice as I possibly can. But the reason why free information sometimes is not the best information is because free information does not necessarily motivate to take action. Okay, so when you're given the free information, you don't always are inclined to apply it, especially with dog training. But we're not just telling you, yeah, take this twice a day and you'll be all right. It's more like, well, this is what is happening and this is what is happening. This is what you need to do and this is where things need to change. Now, some people will definitely apply it and some people will be reluctant to. But the reason why free information is sometimes difficult to get absorbed is because, again, it is free information. So you're more likely to take it for granted. There is a saying that goes, the more you pay, the more you pay attention. So free information can possibly get dismissed as, oh, well, it's just, you know, it's just her opinion or it's just his opinion. So that might be a problem. But by all means, help them out if you can. Now, if you don't care about this person, if this person is somebody that is not really in your life, that's happened to me too, right? People that barely know me. These are not dog people. These are just people that sometimes I've never even met, right? But they're related to me. And they're like, hey, cousin, how you doing? I love you. How's everything going? I miss you. I've never even met this guy. And they go, here's my question, blah, blah, blah. And they just give me a paragraph, right? I have no inclination to help this person. I don't. Maybe that makes me a bad person. But in that instance, I have no inclination to help this person out. None. I don't know you. You just reached out to me out of the blue because you just want to get free information. And in that instance, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell them, hey, how's it going? Be polite. You know, say thank you. Ask them how they're doing, and then point them to the service that you offer. That's the best way, the best route to go. If they go, oh, no, thanks, then I'm going to tell them to take a hike. If it's somebody that I know, right, if it's a relative that I know, then I'll definitely help them out. So if it's a friend and I just happen to be the only contact that they have, I'll definitely help them out. And I'll still let them know about the service that I offer that can be applicable for them. I know not everybody has an online membership. Some of you guys just have your in-person service. And if maybe they're calling you from two states away, maybe that's not even doable. But then at that point, it's your choice. Do you give the free information or do you just tell them, you know, I don't feel comfortable giving you this free information. If you do choose to go that route, that's perfectly acceptable. It is your time. You can tell them, look, I can give you some general information, but the reason that I can't give you too many details is because I don't know your dog and I don't know your situation, so I can't give you a ton of free information. That really is the truth. You're not lying. You're actually telling them something that is very beneficial for them to hear. You can give people tons of free information because you don't know all of the details. You're not there. You don't know the dog. You don't know every nuance of that person's routine or that person's relationship with that dog. So you can only give so much, and you can state that at the very, very beginning. And how in-depth you want to get, that is entirely your choice. If it's like your sister and you barely talk to your sister, if it's your brother, your cousin, you barely talk to them and you kind of want to get them off their back, you can do that. You can tell them, look, I can only give you some very general information, but this is what I would do. However, I don't know your dog, so I would suggest you contact somebody closer to you who can be there with you and get to know your dog and get to work with you in person, because I can't do it from here. I've had one of my sisters contact me a couple of times about some issues that she's had with dogs, right? And it's my sister, and of course, I'm going to get on the phone with her, and I'm going to get as much information, and I'm going to give as much information because it's somebody I love. So with her, I'm going to take my time. I've had other relatives, I've also asked me questions, and I care about them, so I'm going to give them as much information as I can. And I'm still, at the end of the day, I'm going to tell them, look, I'm giving you this information, but keep in mind that I don't know the situation 100%. So to bring it back and to summarize what I just said, right? Free information is fine. You don't have to feel like they're trying to steal from you. They're very likely not doing that. If it's somebody who knows you and they want to maybe ask you a question, keep in mind that they might be doing that because they know you. You're the only person that they know who trains dogs, who works with dogs. So that might be a genuine cry for help because you're the only person they know. They feel comfortable talking to you, reaching out and telling you, hey, I have a question about this. What would you recommend? They're not trying to devalue your services. They're not trying to tell you your time is not worthy, okay? If it's a random person, possibly, if it's a random person, random people that just feel comfortable reaching out to you and telling you, hey, give me some free advice, they might possibly be, getting to some freebies. And then at that point, it's entirely your choice. You might be like, hey, yeah, here's the freebie. Or you might just tell them, look, here is a little bit of information, but I can't give you a ton of information. And if they're very persistent, pushy, and rude about it, then you tell them to take a hike. That's not a problem, okay? But you give as much information as you want to give. You're not obligated to do so, of course. I just wanted to give you a perspective that does not see things from a point of view that somebody's trying to take something from you.